Welcome to the Tap Room exclusive. I'm Dean Zarball. I'm still here at Avon Brewing Company with Matthias Hauck. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Dean. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. We are now on the Verde Gold, which is it's a spiced herbed beer from you guys, around 4.6%.
Yep.
What's it infused with?
It's actually infused with Hatch green chilies.
It seems to be Hatch chilies are really popular these days, not in just beer, but in food and everything. I had this with my dad at my birthday dinner here because he loves anything with chilies.
Who doesn't?
It took me a while to get into that. I used to be a really picky eater. And ever since I finally opened everything up, it's been really nice.
Let's do a little cheers.
Cheers, sir.
Started this week.
And it's so nice.
What a great beer.
We had this in a sample glass, part of a flight. We had the pulled pork burger.
All killer.
With this, that is such a good pairing, in my opinion. You get those Hatch chilies from the beer with the pulled pork and with the burger. Oh, my goodness. That was so good.
Now you're making my mouth water. I'm not sure I can finish the interview.
I know. I'm like, I shouldn't have gotten into the food on this.
Oh, we should. That's what we do. And that's how this came about, by the way.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. What was the inspiration behind putting chilies in beer?
That's the last episode we talked about our Barista Blonde, which was infusing, cold brewing Ethiopian coffee into our Blonde Ale. And so what we did here with this is that, so kind of a little background history. My father-in-law, Ken Weaver, who was one of our owners and one of our managers. He was a teacher at Avon Lake for nearly 40 years. Head wrestling coach for almost all of that time there.
Oh, nice.
Football coach and pretty much a stalwart in the Avon Lake community.
Yeah.
His family is from New Mexico. Absolutely. Albuquerque area and south.
Gotcha.
And so
I've been through Albuquerque.
Beautiful place. We visit there often.
I didn't know how big it was until I was there.
Huge.
It's huge.
Absolutely.
We drove through it when I was moving, and I could not believe how huge it was.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city. Beautiful city. And you drive south, about an hour or so south, you get to a little town called Lemitar. And that's where his mom and sister live. They have a farm there. And when you're there, what you do is you eat green chilies.
Yeah.
It's a state motto, red or green. Red chilies or green chilies. And so everything is based on chilies. And when we opened up Avon Brewing Company in our grill, the restaurant, we wanted to incorporate green chilies as often as possible. And to do that, we wanted to do the right way. You can get green chilies at any store in a can, and they just do not taste the same. And everybody will tell you that if you're going to do green chilies, you got to get them from the source. And the best is from Hatch County, which is in New Mexico. And so we do that. We fly in hundreds of pounds of green chilies at a time, and we take care of them here. They're roasted and peeled and diced, and we have them on our green chili cheeseburger, which is huge in New Mexico. Even McDonald's sell them.
They make that's
everywhere.
Crazy.
And then we have, which is a great delicacy for us, we have them in one of our soup that's always on is our green chili soup.
Oh, nice. Right?
A tortilla soup, but it's with green chilies. We can get green chilies on your fries. You can get green chilies on anything you want.
Yeah.
Our aioli for our onion rings is a green chili aioli. So really it's involved in all of those opportunities. And when my father-in-law went out to New Mexico several years ago to pick up his mom and bring her, move him back here, and his sister, one of the things they did on the way was they stopped at some breweries to check out what they're doing there.
Yeah.
And a lot of them had green chili beers. We've had pepper beers before.
Yeah.
We actually have one on regularly at our restaurant now. It's
the mango
Manganero. It's our mango habanero pale ale, which is good. I mean, everybody loves mango, and you get that nice heat.
A smoky
heat in the back. Yeah, from the habanero, which has always been a great seller for us. And so my father-in-law, Ken, came back, and he said, listen, we have to make a green chili beer. I said, I'm in. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And so I looked at Brian, who is in the kitchen. He's a mastermind behind all of our food and a lot of our infusions and our beer. And he said, okay, let's do something. So he made a puree for us out of our green chilies.
Okay.
And I did my part and infused them into the beer in a specific way. We're not going to get into that.
Right.
But that's how we started the process. There's a lot of great oils that you can utilize out of the chili, and we use a lot of those oils as well. That's that great smoky flavor that you get from the chili. So we infused it into our gold dust at the time, and to see how that tasted and worked from there. So we put a couple kegs on of the infusion, and I'm telling you, that summer it just blew.
Oh yeah,
people came in, and I wanted to brew a green chili lime beer.
Okay.
Brian hates fruit in beer.
Gotcha.
So he refused to that process.
There's a lot of people out there that are like that. That is their opinion.
And that's completely fine. And to be honest, the beer tastes phenomenal without the lime. But we do offer a lime on the side, so you can squeeze that lime in there. And I gave you that too on yours. It changes it just enough to give people that lime profile.
Mm-hmm.
So it scratches that itch for anybody who wants like a Corona.
Yeah.
We tell them, hey, you have a Corona? You know what? We have this thing called a Verde Gold. Put a lime in it if you'd like to. It is a patio pounder, and it is completely taken off.
Yeah.
And so we don't do individual infusions anymore. We make a whole bunch at a time. And still the same process of melding the puree together with the oils in the beer.
Mm-hmm.
But we did change the recipe a little bit. Obviously, we added a little more Centennial in the gold dust to pull out some of that vegetable kind of flavor, which we wanted in the beer. Again, light, crisp, clean,
yeah,
smoky, phenomenal chili flavor, but not really much of the heat.
There's not a ton of heat, and I'm very sensitive to heat.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, but I'm sensitive to it, and so if it gets too much, then I'm it ruins the flavor and stuff like that. This is, and for you were mentioning that it's a summer offering, or not just it's year round, but it's a very it blew up during summer.
Correct.
You don't normally think chili beer summer, and then you try it and you're like, wow, it goes perfect together. Because like you're saying, it isn't hot.
Correct.
It's got that spice. I use that word spice, but just a nice little coating to pep it up a little bit. I haven't actually tried it with the lime.
Throw that lime in. I'm going to tell you some of the things about the beer. And so one of the ways, so you can process green chilies to make them not as hot.
Okay.
And so how Brian does it creates a nice, wonderful chili flavor without all that heat. So like I said, we use a lot of the oils. Isn't that great?
That's really good.
So that lime in there, it makes a whole different
really
type of beer.
Really does.
And so, you know, like I said, that was something we started out as being an infusion, and it's turned out to be one of our flagship beers and one of our best sellers.
Mm.
Something that I'm glad that we did, and something that I think that we've been known for now, is that we have this phenomenal green chili beer.
Yeah.
We take it to shows and gone.
Right.
All the time. It's like, oh my gosh, this is phenomenal. And I'm like, I know. It's surprising that you would... You would think that a chili green chili beer would be hot,
yeah,
and something that wouldn't be palatable year round, but it's just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually refreshing.
Yeah,
it is very very flavorful.
Yeah,
I mean just pungent and flavorful.
It is crushable too,
and crushable.
And you wouldn't normally think that with a green chili beer or with any sort of chili beer. You think the chili's in it, you might have to maybe keep, you know, nursing it a little bit, mm-hmm, to keep that heat from overpowering. But as with everything that you guys do, it's so well balanced with everything else that's never, ever going to be an issue. You can just tilt one back and enjoy during the summer.
Yeah, it's a two-step process that we do to get the chilies into the beer. And it's all done on the cold side. And it is just every day surprises me.
Yeah.
I'm happy that we decided to do it. It's a... been a really cool experience. People come in regularly and they're like, listen, I'm not really sure if I like these things. I really want to stick to, you know, I drink Corona. What do you have? You know, we are a restaurant as well.
Yeah.
And so you have people who come in who aren't beer drinkers, like your family.
Right.
Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Get a chance to tell you that last episode. We were at St. Joe's Carnival Wednesday when you were here. So again, we had this beer there. And so when people come in, they say, you know, what do you have that's similar to, oh, I don't know, Corona? And we say, you know what? Surprisingly, we have something very similar to that, and it's not what you think.
Right.
Give us a shot.
Do you tell them what it is before you give it to them? Do you tell them it's green chili, or do you let it maybe speak for itself?
No, okay. We would tell them it's the Verde Gold, but just give us a chance. And most people will do it the first time. They'll give us a chance. They're here to try an experience, and they're experiencing our food, and they love it, and they're coming to experience the beer, and it blows their mind.
Yeah.
As it just did you. I mean, you get the chance to put the lime in it if you'd like to. If not, it's just that super flavorful beer. And it does really, again, just like the barista, it kind of encompass who we are. Now, we kind of push the limits on styles of beer. I don't know anybody in our area that's doing something like this.
I don't either.
I don't know anybody even close to this side of the country that's doing anything like this.
Right.
And so for us to step out and do that, obviously a little bit of a stretch, a push for the area. But it's taken off, and to see people's faces like yours, and take that first sip of the Verde, and they're like, oh, my goodness,
right. This
is phenomenal. Then some people who are interested in putting a little bit of lime in it, they're like, oh, my gosh, this is even different.
You know, taps are so crowded these days.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stand out, and you got to find new ways to do that. There's always something around the corner that's threatening to push off the last trend, and you got to kind of always stay ahead of the game a little bit, and this is a huge leg up on everything.
Yeah, and like everything else we do here, you'll go around to places, and there's other places locally that have like a mango habanero or other infused beers, and they use those little vials of flavor, and they dump them in.
Right.
We don't do that at all. We use 100% fresh fruits and vegetables, and everything is just comes out just like this. I mean, we're using a ton of green chilies.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't want to be there when you're putting it all in. Do you gotta wear masks and stuff? Is it tame enough at that point that it's not really gonna bug your
super tame. You know, it's two step process. So the first initial stage is like a super concentrated beer before we add it together to blend them, and even that first beer, super super strong as far as the chili flavor. But not overpowerful.
Right.
Like I said, the heat is not there. We do it on purpose. And we also get the chilies in on purpose for that very reason. I mean, you can know exactly what the chili is going to taste like when it comes out of the field.
When you want to start off a little bit higher, because you can always scale it back.
Correct.
Rather than add to it. Was that kind of your method? You're like, okay, I don't know how much I'm going to use, but I know I want to use a ton.
Yep.
And then
So there's a kind of a general... True. Good question. There's kind of a general rule of thumb when using fresh fruit purees in beer, typically to what is being done today, the super fruity beers that you're getting everywhere, which are just, I think, are phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a big fruit beer guy.
Yeah.
And I'm okay to say that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 6'6", almost 400 pounds. So I'm okay to say that. But, you know, there's a definite equation per barrel for fruit. And so we actually use half as much of the chilies because it's and today you tasted it, and that's pretty pungent. And so we've scaled that back a little bit to where we're using, you know, typically about half of what we would typically use if we did a fruit beer.
Okay. Yeah, this is really nice. I know I mentioned that I had a burger eating with it. What would you say goes well with it? Food pairing.
Yeah. So I think any of our burgers fit well with this. Obviously, because it would go well with any of our beef. We use fresh, never frozen, certified Angus beef. And so that's a great thing for us. Obviously, our food does well.
Yeah.
We have won Best Burger in Lorain County.
Yeah.
Best Casual Dining Restaurant in Lorain County. Best Bar Food in Lorain County. Top 5 burgers in Cleveland. So you know, all this stuff is starting to rack up on the food side.
Right.
We do have a couple beers that have won some various awards here locally.
Yeah.
Which has been great, but this beer pairs really well. We have a green chili burger. We try to incorporate that with people. Hey, have you tried the green chili beer or Verde beer yet? If they order the green chilies, we have people who come in just for that. They've been to Mexico. They're like, oh my gosh, I have to have
green chili,
the burger. Oh, and you have a beer too? Oh my goodness, let's try that as well. So any of our burgers go well with that. I think even our steak entrees, any of our heavier foods go well because it's just a nice pairing of green chilies. Just kind of fits with anything. But, like I said, people come in here just for the beer as well. So we talk about coming for the food, staying for the beer, or coming for the beer and staying for the food. And so same would happen with your family. It happens here regularly. People come back, and we'll have people sit in the patio, which we have a really awesome patio that sits overlooking here the French Creek. We have great chairs and seating, and it's a gorgeous little setting. And people come and they sit, and they just verde after verde after verde. And you can do that at 4.5%. You know, right. We're looking at we try to keep our lower ABV beers about that 4.5%, 4.6%. I think it's a nice, works well for us on the malt end, but also comes out pretty consistent.
And it's a good, like, kind of after work beer. You're not feeling like you're going to have too much and have to go home after that. So, you know, enjoy it and not feel like you're going to lose your head, like we were saying in the last one.
The trend is going back to some of those lighter beers. You see people putting out lagers, pilsners, and we haven't done either of those two yet, but I think that we've set the stage early on for having 4 to 5 really solid, low ABV beers that have quite a bit of distinct and flavor.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I love cheeseburgers. I'm a huge burger guy. Anybody who's known me for a while, that's like my favorite food, and you guys have a phenomenal burger. So if anybody here really wants to get a good burger, please come over here to Avon. I can't speak highly enough about that pulled pork burger, man.
No, that's crazy. And on top of that, a lot of things come from menu options. Obviously, the mango habanero beer we mentioned earlier came out of an idea of our wing sauce. We have a mango habanero wing sauce.
Oh, okay.
And so that was kind of the first introduction to infusions, kind of taking some of that and moving it into how it would work in a beer. And our green chilies, obviously, I mentioned, are in a lot of our other options. And now it's going to go the opposite way. I think we're going to make a green chili wing sauce.
There you
go. Kind of go the opposite way.
Yeah.
Which I think
that'd be really good.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool with
that. And you guys have fantastic wings, too.
Yeah, we're in the top 8 right now in Lorain County, and actually starts tomorrow for the wing battle.
Yeah, you got the wing battle through July 1st and all that. And anything else that I might have missed on the Verde Gold?
Other than, you know, I would suggest people who come into a craft beer establishment and not to be afraid of try something different. And, you know, listen to our servers. They have a really good knack of working through, and our bartenders too, working through what might fit your profile.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, try our green chili beer.
Yeah.
Find out what it's like. It is an exceptional beer. It has a wonderful flavor profile. Like I said, if you like a little bit of a lime in your beer, it fits that too.
It does.
And so, you know, either way, give it a shot, give it a try, find out what we're really excited about. And I tell you, we're excited about this beer. It's kind of been something that kind of pushes us in the direction of what we want to be known as.
Absolutely. Matthias, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your time. Tune in next week for another feature on Avon Brewing Company.
Thanks, Dean.